meets me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
It's time to say hello to Gordon Goldsboro from the Manitoba Historical Society. Once again, good morning, Gordon.
Good morning, Bruce.
So let's start off as we always do. Remind us of the clue from last week.
I said that there are a lot of rumors about underground tunnels in Winnipeg. So we're going to discuss some of them, including one that is definitely real. And I know that because I've seen it.
Interesting. Okay, so you say there's a lot of rumors. Why so many rumors?
Well, I'm not sure why tunnels capture our imagination so thoroughly. I suppose it has something to do with the fact that humans are naturally inquisitive about their environment. So I guess something about the fact that they are secret, that they're mysterious, or that they're rumored, you know, makes us want to know more. You know, who created the tunnel? What was its purpose? What caused it to be abandoned? You know, these are all tantalizing questions for which we want answers. And in the absence of verified information, people generally speculate. And with enough repetition, such speculations can become, quote, facts.
So tell us about one of these.
Well, it's widely believed that there are tunnels crisscrossing all over the Exchange District. And I guess the basis for thinking so is that this is one of the oldest parts of the city. So any tunnel built in the very early days of the city could well have been forgotten by now. I think, however, that this is not likely. My friend Randy Rastecki, who is, I believe, the most knowledgeable Winnipeg architectural historian alive, he thinks most of these rumors are completely unfounded. And if he thinks so, I'm inclined to believe him. But one of those rumors is that there was a tunnel from the old Gingerbread City Hall, you know, the one before the one today.
Yes.
It ran across the street to the Leland Hotel. And the idea was that city councilors could then sneak over to either cavort with their mistresses or to enjoy what we might call liquid lunches.
So this is not true. There are no tunnels in the Exchange District?
There's actually one tunnel that is known to exist.
Okay.
9 years ago, a reporter for the Winnipeg Free Press was shown the remains of a tunnel under Market Avenue. It connected the Great West Saddlery Building, which was the headquarters of a company that manufactured leather goods, things like saddles and so on, with its warehouse across the street. Supposedly, steel tracks in the tunnel enabled carts loaded with merchandise to be carried efficiently under the street between the buildings.
Makes sense, yeah.
Now, the two buildings are no longer connected, though, because, as the reporter found, the tunnel entrances in the buildings of those two buildings were bricked over in the late 1980s. So there was a tunnel, none anymore.
Well, what about taking those bricks away?
Well, that would be kind of interesting. You know, there's a video online that actually shows the entrances. And yeah, it wouldn't be probably much work to take them out. And then you could see, I guess.
Well, in what other parts of the city are tunnels rumored to be found?
Well, they supposedly abound in the area around Broadway, at various places along the street. A common rumor, for example, holds that there is a tunnel between the Union Station, right at the corner of Broadway and Main, and the Manitoba Club, just a little ways down Broadway. Various reasons have been offered for such a tunnel, and one is that it was used to convey dirty laundry from the club to a cleaning facility in the Union Station. Another explanation was that it was intended to bring luggage that would belong to arriving railway travelers who were going to be staying at the club. There was, at one time, accommodations in the club building. A somewhat salacious explanation was that the tunnel was used to sneak prostitutes into the club. And a more practical version was that the tunnel conveyed steam that was generated in a plant east of the Union Station over to the club building.
Right.
And that last one may actually have an element of truth because underground steam tunnels are common in some parts of Winnipeg.
Yes, near the Exchange.
Yeah, in 1924, the city of Winnipeg opened a steam plant on Amy Street. It drew water for steam from the Red River, and then it redistributed that steam to about 200 other buildings in the neighborhood through underground pipes. Now, in some cases, these pipes were enclosed in a larger tunnel to facilitate maintenance and repairs and the conveyance of other services, things like water lines or electrical lines. And I think this is where we come to a tunnel that I can say unequivocally exists because I've seen it. And that's the tunnel in the Legislative District Tunnel Network.
Right. Oh, but it's a network.
Yeah. Yeah. It's actually a collection of tunnels, one connecting to the others. that connects buildings near the legislative building on Broadway. It connects the former Civic Auditorium on Vaughan Street. That's now home to the Provincial Archives and the Legislative Library. It connects it with the Norquay Building, the Woodsworth Building, the Remand Center, the Vaughan Street Jail, and the old Land Titles Office. And parts of that network, such as the tunnel between the auditorium and the Norquay buildings, is readily accessible to the public. You can walk through that quite easily. However, one part of the tunnel network is definitely off limits, and that's the portion that runs from something called the Powerhouse Building on Memorial Boulevard, a nice old building built in 1915, with the Legislative Building across Broadway. That tunnel was built years before the Legislative Building was constructed. That's the interesting thing about it. They actually built a tunnel to nowhere for a while until the Legislative Building was built, and then they connected it with this tunnel. That tunnel was used to convey steam over to the Legislative Building to heat the building. But it was also used for decades by civil servants that wanted to go back and forth. Today, however, for security reasons, that portion of the tunnel is inaccessible to anyone but security and maintenance staff. I've been allowed to look down the tunnel from one of its entrances, so I can attest to how long it is. It's a very long tunnel, but I couldn't go any further. They just, you know, I'm not trustworthy, I suppose. The main reason for the tunnel, again, is to convey steam. And as a result, of course, steam being hot, I'm told by people who have experience walking in that tunnel is that it's always extremely hot, even in the wintertime. Incidentally, drivers who've been driving in the area around the legislature may have noticed that a section of Broadway is presently closed to traffic.
Yeah.
The reason is that the tunnel underneath the street is undergoing restoration work. I mean, it's over 100 years old. It's inevitably, you know, time to do some work to make sure it lasts a little longer.
I was wondering why Broadway is only closed off for like less than a block there.
Yeah, well, because that's where the tunnel undergoes underneath. In fact, if you go out there and look, you can actually see there's an air grate where the tunnel kind of draws air from the above ground. And it's just a little bit past where Memorial Boulevard intersects Broadway.
So you're talking about these steam tunnels that people can walk through. Does that exist in other places? Because there must be steam tunnels elsewhere, right?
Right. Well, certainly, I think around the Amy Street steam plant, there probably were some in the past. Mm-hmm. But presently, students at the Fort Garry campus of the University of Manitoba can undoubtedly attest to the use of steam tunnels for people.
Right.
Because for decades, people have walked between the Tier Building, you know, the arts complex, and the science complex through a rather low ceiling tunnel. I mean, I'm not a tall person, but I could routinely bonk my head on the steam pipes that are hanging from its ceiling. So, yeah, definitely there's a tunnel there.
Yeah, I've been through there. And there's a tunnel system at HSC as well.
Mm-hmm. You know, whenever there's a complex of buildings, it sometimes makes sense to have tunnels between them to facilitate people getting from one building to another, and of course, to transport services like steam pipes as well.
So are there other tunnels that are still considered rumored?
Well, way back in 1936, newspaper reporter Lillian Gibbons wrote a column in her series, Stories Houses Tell. It was later reprinted as a book with the same title, about a house at 311 Colony Street. And it had a tunnel running from its basement over to a nearby brewery, supposedly because I guess the people who owned the house also owned the brewery, and it just made it easier for them to get from one to the other. Now, that tunnel was said to be 9 feet high, and that's a pretty impressive tunnel.
It's a lot of digging.
It had a semicircular roof made of bricks. It had an entrance guarded by a rusty old iron door. But we're never going to know if that tunnel truly existed because the house is long gone. That site is now occupied by the Winnipeg Art Gallery. So the house was demolished, probably along with the tunnel. A couple of years ago, a listener advised me that she had been told by a friend about a tunnel that ran from the basement of the Hudson's Bay Company retail store, not the one on Portage Avenue, its predecessor, the one that was on Main Street that's now been demolished. And that tunnel apparently ran from the store over to the Red River, supposedly to bring trade goods up from steamboats on the river. But it was supposedly filled in by the city of Winnipeg. And, you know, there's probably many more such unverifiable stories. So I suspect that I'm going to hear from listeners about this one, about tunnels that I have not mentioned today.
Very interesting, though, that it does, point to a history that's still kind of unknown. Mm-hmm. And thank you for that. What's up for next week?
Well, as realtors know, the three most important aspects about a property are location, location, location. So next week, we're going to discuss the relevance of this phrase to the mapping of historic sites.
What's that about, I wonder? Well, we'll find out next week. Thanks for joining us this morning, Gordon.
We'll talk next week. Bye-bye for now.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba, many moons.